This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Pamela Rose Virial. Date of birth is August 6, 1984. Case ID number is 2354099. Date of exam is 5/3/22. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire and family medical specialty clinic from Dr. Marilyn Lopez, dated 10/26/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant denies being exposed to COVID-19 or having had it in the past. She denies having symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She has not tested positive for COVID-19 or been around any family members who have had COVID-19. The claimant has had no vaccines at this time. Identifying information. This is a 37-year-old single female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, asthma, back pain, obesity, gastritis, hypothyroidism, anxiety, and high cholesterol. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in September of 2021, where she worked at cleaning houses for one day, and states that she has never really worked at all, except for as a cashier for 1.5 weeks. And during that time, she worked part-time, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives with her daughter in an apartment, and she is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, hypertension, number three, asthma, number four, back pain, number five, obesity, number six, gastritis, number seven, hypothyroidism, number eight, anxiety, and number nine, high cholesterol. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or cardiovascular disease, but states that she does have a little bit of numbness of her right arm. She checks her blood glucose 2 times per day and states that it usually comes out between 65 and 562. Her usual range is between 120 to 150. Her last blood sugar was 146. At the present time, she's on oral medications of metformin, hydrochloride / glyburide, 500 milligrams / 5 milligrams, BID, and diet. She does not recall what her last hemoglobin A1C was, but states that the clinic told her that it was very high. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2016, she was having shortness of breath, temporal headaches, and blurred vision. She denies any chest pain. She denies also any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but does state that Her creatinine was 0.7. And that she was told that she did not have nephropathy. At the present time, she takes losartan, 25 milligrams POQD. And her blood pressure at this visit was 144 over 87 mmHg. Allegations number 3, asthma / allergies. The claimant states that in 1998, she had pertussis and then developed asthma secondary to the infection. She states that she also suffers from allergies. She has been diagnosed with asthma / allergies. She states that her shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, and sometimes with seasonal changes. She denies any problems with talking or resting. The claimant denies any history of smoking and has never been to the emergency room or hospitalized for asthma. She also denies ever being intubated. The claimant is presently on inhalers, but denies being on steroids or home oxygen. And she also states that the inhalers do give her relief. She was diagnosed with asthma secondary to allergies. She is presently on Montelukast, 10 milligrams POQHS, and albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TID, which does control her. Allegation number 4, back pain. The claimant states that she has been in 2 motor vehicle accidents and states that she started having back pain in 2006. She states that the pain is in the lumbar sacral back area and causes a pressure to that area located in the lower area of her back, which radiates sometimes to her left leg. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc times 3 by an MRI. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 2 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and going to a daycare every day. Her physician is Dr. Antonio Falcon, and she denies seeing a chiropractor, but states that she did receive 1 week of physical therapy for her back. She is presently taking ibuprofen, 800 milligrams TID, or naproxen, 500 milligrams PRN is needed for back pain, which she states does give her relief. She was diagnosed with a herniated disc times 3 of the lumbar sacral spine with mild radiculitis of the left leg. Allegation number 5. Obesity. The claimant states that in 2002, she was having difficulty secondary to gaining excessive amounts of weight. Her weight in October of 21 was 300 pounds. And her BMI was 51.49. She denies receiving any medications or surgeries for her condition. At the present time, she has lost approximately 15 pounds, and her BMI at this time is 51. She states secondary to her anxiety and her home situation that she has gained weight. Allegation number 6, gastritis. The claimant states that in 1997, when she developed a large amount of weight gain, she started to develop gastritis, and especially when she eats spicy food. The character of her pain is like a reflux acidity of her stomach located in the epigastric area that radiates up to her neck and throat area. She states the burning sensation can last for approximately 15 minutes and that it's only when she eats spicy foods. The associated symptoms include nausea and occasional weakness. She has lost 15 pounds in the last year, and she states that she is food intolerant to spicy foods. She was diagnosed with gastroesophageal reflux disease, secondary to obesity. She is presently on no medications for her condition. Allegation number 7, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2000, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She was having symptoms of being lethargic, comma, gaining weight, comma, decreased motivation, comma, hair loss, comma, and weakness. She was started on level thyroxine, 200 micrograms POQD. She states that her thyroid levels are poorly controlled and that they have to keep on going up on the dose. At the present time, she appears to be stable and is being treated. Allegation number 8, anxiety. The claimant states that since the age of 6 years, she has been suffering from anxiety and nervousness secondary to being in 2 motor vehicle accidents. At one time, she was prescribed Xanax 0.5 milligrams. PRN is needed for anxiety attacks. Her condition at this time appears to be stable. Allegation number 9, high cholesterol. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. She was started on Crestor 10 milligrams POQD. She denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident. Her last levels include a cholesterol of 184, comma, HDL of 38, comma, LDL of 145, comma, and triglycerides of 149. Her cholesterol level appears to be normal at this time. Family history: the father has hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and cancer. The mother suffers from anemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and hypertension. She has a brother with asthma, and there is a history of cervical cancer, lung cancer, and heart disease in the family. Medications: Crestor 10 milligrams POQD, Losartan potassium 25 milligrams QD, Metformin hydrochloride / glyburide 500 milligrams / 5 milligrams BID, Triamcinolone acetonide 0.1% BID to affected area, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs TID, Ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID, vitamin D 50,000 units Q week, level thyroxine 200 micrograms POQD, Montelukast 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems: diabetes mellitus, comma, hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, allergies, comma, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc times 3, comma, obesity, comma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, anxiety, comma, high cholesterol, comma, Bell's palsy, comma, with right facial weakness, urinary incontinence, comma, and a history of fatty liver. Major surgeries, appendectomy on July 21st, 2021. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has no history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors. The claimant states that when she was a baby, she did have seizures secondary to a febrile condition. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any history of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1, weight 290 pounds, height 5 feet 3 and a half inches, BP 144 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 51. General, this is a 37-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claim